Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Michelle Berquist, your host today, but more importantly is our leading lady that's with us today. Our kind of topic is how to bust out of that same old vanilla box and be your own trailblazer. So I am delighted to introduce our leading lady, who is Marcia Berkson, and she is an organizational growth advisor, consultant, and Gallup Certified Strengths Coach. We're going to learn a lot about Marcia, but for right now, Marcia, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, Michelle. I am thrilled to be your guest today on this beautiful Friday in San Diego, so thank you for the invitation.
Oh my gosh, thank you. And it is absolutely gorgeous in San Diego, California, for all of you that know, and wherever you are in the U.S., it's like, know that it's gorgeous here. So I hope it's gorgeous where you are. But Marcia, I'm so excited about this topic because we, before the show started, we kind of had a quick conversation about the Strengths Finders book. And I'm really curious from your perspective, it's like, you know, how can someone break out of that same old box and become their own trailblazer? I love the phrase.
You know, I love this starting point here because the title is Be Your Own Trailblazer and not Be Someone mm-hmm. Else's, and following your own unique strengths and understanding and embracing who you are. And, you know, a lot of us, when we look at some of the really fabulous, powerful women out there that are inspirational to all of us, we think to ourselves, gosh, I can't stand in front of 1,000 people and talk, or I don't have that skill. But actually within us, we all have our unique, as I like to call it, special sauce. And so, you know, I think that we all can be our own trailblazer by identifying our own strengths and embracing them and then aiming them to be our best self every day. You know, the gentleman who created the tool, Clifton StrengthsFinder, he had said, you know, what would happen when we start thinking about what's right with people rather than fixating what's wrong with people? And maybe you'll remember, Michelle, maybe your first job when you went in for a performance review and they talked about all
oh
your
God,
weaknesses.
God, I was just thinking that. I was totally just thinking because they always focus on, here's your development area. This is what you have to improve on. And you're like, man, tell me more about how great I am on certain elements, right?
Exactly.
It's like,
right.
I totally
Wait a
get
second.
Where you're going.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, and when you take a look and understand what your strengths are, you know, you're going to be happier in life and you're going to be more engaged in your job. You know, for an example, I'm not someone who should be sitting behind a computer. I would be miserable. I love to be out there meeting people and having conversations. So, you know, when you understand your strengths, you're more engaged in your job. You're going to look forward to going to work. You're going to treat customers better. You're going to treat coworkers better. You're going to tell your friends and be an ambassador for the company and tell your friends you work for a great place. And you just achieve more on a daily basis. So
I love that. And I know you said before the show, you had kind of a journey that you've kind of gone through. I mean, was it based with the kind of Strengths Finders book and the assessments, or what journey can you share with us? Because I think this is fabulous stuff. And then I have 20,000 questions for you. So what has been your journey along this process?
You know, I really think that journey started with a transition. You know, we all have different transitions in our life. And my journey started with a transition, and I needed to press the pause button and, you know, was in a marriage and in business with my ex-husband. And I had to kind of take a look at myself and think, what now, what next? And I have a coach because I love coaches because they help activate and help you move things forward. And I have a coach, and right. She had said to me, did you ever try doing the StrengthsFinder assessment? And I said, no, I have no idea what it is. So I had done it, and then I had started to do it with clients. And I realized, you know, we define these strengths as natural recurring patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behavior. You know, that natural recurring pattern is something when you think about this, you know, Michelle, kind of take this helicopter out of what you think your strengths are and look down and say, what do I do effortlessly and instinctively? Mm-hmm. What do I feel great about when I'm at the end of a meeting, a project, an idea, a conversation? And what do I shove to the side of the desk, you know, or my to-do list, what always seems to be on the bottom, and what always rises right. to the top, and where's my performance keep going? You know, and these natural recurring patterns of thoughts, feelings, behaviors, those thoughts and feelings and behaviors, they manifest in the way you execute things, and the way you influence others, speaking up for them, speaking up for yourself, the way you start conversations with people, build relationships with the people, or the way you strategically think to analyze and absorb information, maybe it's critically or creatively. So that is how you, this tool identifies your strengths. And then you look at them and embracing them and understanding them to soar from your best self. Understand your strengths, they describe you. They influence you. They help you filter the world. But like what I said before, is they also tell you and give you a reason why this is what I don't really do well at, and I need to outsource this. I always like to say, maximize your strengths, outsource your weaknesses, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And I love that. That leads me to, like I said, 20,000 questions. And I'm going to go kind of pragmatic here for a minute because I know, you know, our listeners that kind of chime in and, you know, some of the comments we've had, Marcia, I know there are women that are in positions or roles or they are in a type of company that maybe they aren't flourishing with their strengths. So in a position where, let's say, you're a career woman, what would be some suggestions you would have they can do, understanding that they don't always get to choose what their duties and responsibilities are, and maybe they aren't working in their strengths? What would be some suggestions there?
Well, I think, you know, there when you understand your strengths, you know, there's a wide definition of them. And when you understand what they are and you then take a look at what you do every day, you can understand how you can elevate from those things. And the things that maybe you do push that you feel that, you know, you go against the grain on, you can embrace asking somebody else. You know, the best work environments are those where your team has this element of trust with each other. And that environment of trust means that you are, you know, you can be a little vulnerable. And, you know, that's where mm-hmm. I come in teams and, you know, peel away that vulnerability because it's okay to say, I really need your support on this because I don't do this well, but I do this well. So let me help you with that. And those environments when people can kind of take a step back and accept and embrace and understand that, you know, then you work more collaboratively and effectively and even become more tolerant of each other. And that tolerance is a big thing. You know, you can think of those work environments where everybody likes to point the finger at each other instead of saying, okay, so maybe I'm somebody who needs deadlines. So please help me prioritize and tell me when you need and what you need. Don't just walk away and say, do it. Or I'm somebody that does need to pause and take a look and think. So don't expect an answer right on the spot. I need to put it in my processing filter brain, and I'll get you a real thorough answer, but understand you're not going to get it immediately. So these are things that we just start to understand about ourselves and then each other, where you become more tolerant and accepting.
And I know I'm trying to hone in on something because I can just hear a lot of our listeners going, this is great. If, you know, if you're someone who manages people, you know, or you're an owner and you've got a team around you and you work to your strengths, I'm thinking of what does an individual do if they are not someone who is in, let's say, a management role, or they don't have a team of people around them, but they're an individual that wants to work to their strengths. Are you, and I'm inferring here, so what would be maybe some steps they could do for an individual if they're not in that kind of influential place or position or in a role of management or supervision? Is there anything an individual can do? I mean, do they need to bring up to their boss and go, hey, I need to work to my strengths? Or what strategies would you recommend to the individual?
Well, let me give you an example.
Great.
Because I really love this story, because this is a story of somebody, one of my clients, who came to me, and he's in his early 50s, and he really needed to make a major job transition in his life. And he went to a company that is a very structured, this is the way you do this, this is the way you do that, this is the way you do this. And he was having a really hard time. Here he is in his early 50s, kind of established in who he is, right? He had a really hard time fitting into this box for them. And this particular industry knows that 100% of the, like, that they automatically have a fallout of 80% of the people that go through their initial training program, because it's, you know, you don't fit in our vanilla box, right? You know, you don't fit in our way of doing something. But this gentleman couldn't afford that because he had a mortgage and he had kids going to college. He needed to make it work. So we did his strengths, and he realized that he needs to adapt his sales style to the organization. He had all these great tools, but he needed to do it his way in his comfort level. And he went to his boss and has talked to him. And the boss said, hey, as long as you know, you're looking at the structure we have in place and you're adapting it to how you would do things to your comfort level, go at it, go for it. And the man is making more money than he's ever made in his life. And he is feeling so empowered and successful. So he just did things his way. And it wasn't a matter of going against the boss or going against the way. It was just, I need to understand the way I need to sell this product, the way I need to move forward with this. Certainly, we all have to do certain things in our jobs that do go against our grain. But if the majority of what we do, we find a way to embrace how we do it in a way of comfort, then it's a win-win on both sides.
Gosh, I totally agree. That's a great story. And, you know, I mean, I guess, again, another question. Do you find, as, you know, the people you're working with or the organizations, you know, because, again, most of our listeners are professional women. Do you find that women struggle with finding their strengths and working in their strengths any differently than men do? Or is it pretty much the same among genders? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you what's really interesting. These are, you know, this is a Gallup tool, so it's Gallup statistics, because all of these strengths, they fall under four different domains. I'm just going to give you a little 101 here. So they fall under, there are 34 identified, you know, strengths that we all have. We all have all of them. So this tool identifies your top five. And they fall into four domains, and those domains are how we execute things, how we make things happen, goals, tasks, and how we influence others, how we take charge, how we speak up, how we make sure the team is heard, and relationship building, how we build relationships to hold the teams together, and strategic thinking, how we analyze, absorb information to make the best decisions. Now, people feel, oh my gosh, I need to be in that strategic category. Well, the fact is most women fall in the relationship building category. And they tend to think that doesn't present a value. to the organization. But when you think about it, how important are relationships with coworkers, vendors, clients, customers, whoever it is, how important are those relationships and the way we connect? And bringing people in, gravitating towards people. And what I like to think of relationship is the invisible glue that holds things together. Because what happens when it starts to fray? They call the relationship people in to do the repairing, right?
That's right.
And,
that's right.
I was doing, weeks ago, I was doing a team of about 12 people. And the COO had four relationship building themes. And the other team was, pretty across the board and other things. And she looked at them, and they looked at her with this whole different light, and they said, wow, you really do hold us together. You care about all of us, and you want us all to be our – we have this whole new appreciation for you and how you do it and why you do what you do. And she's a COO with four relationship-building themes. And you know what? She even felt valued that the team understood how hard she worked, because her job – was making sure all of them had a great, were doing their best and feeling great about what they do and soaring from their strengths. And she innately does that.
Wow. Do you ever find that the strengths that someone has after they kind of get into the assessment, can your strengths change over time, or can you develop, into maybe things that you feel you want to be better strengths? So I'm kind of curious how that would work. I mean, just from a development standpoint, because I know you not only engage, but you help teams and companies to kind of find and build on their strengths. What would be some ideas there, for someone to kind of build and develop their strengths even more?
Well, I think that, we say that, these natural recurring patterns, you shouldn't really do the tool because you are who you are. Probably start doing it, you could take it when you're 18. I mean, of course, life changes and those types of change, but think of it in context of this. We all have, like I said, all 34. They fall into a different order. This particular tool gives you your top five. If you pay a little more money, you can get your 34. You understand where they lie. If you see that one of your strengths is a little lower, it just means that maybe you have to work harder to organize yourself, right? And if it's something that maybe isn't so innate, like building a relationship, certainly, you rely on others to maybe help you in that way. But certain ones, you can develop within you how strategic, how we used to say, you develop strategies for certain things in life. You develop strategies to organize yourself. You develop strategies to stimulate your ideas or to learn knowledge and absorb knowledge. So you just develop strategies, or you rely on other people and coworkers to help you, or friends, or, other mentors in your life to support you in those ways. But if you really take a look at your top five and you embrace them, you're going to channel those. They're not prescribed. There's a lot of leeway in how, in how they work together, and how, in understanding that top five all work together in synergy with each other.
Wow. And I know you have quite the background. I mean, first of all, thank you. Because, I need you to know two things. Your voice is so calming. You get so passionate about what you're talking about. It really comes through. So I want all of our listeners to know that Marcia is very passionate about what she does. And I think that's amazing, because we all need that passion. And two, I just think you have so much to unpack. And I would love for our listeners to know, what's been your journey? I know you've been a business owner. You've had, years ago into the anthology place that was downtown in downtown San Diego. But tell our listeners just a little bit about your leadership journey, and how did you get into doing this for companies and teams? And specifically, my understanding is you really enjoy and like to work with nonprofits.
I do. When we say that your natural current talents are you know, have been with you forever, right? Have been with you. And if you understand that, when I take a look back to what I had loved to really do was really help develop others and make others feel great, bringing people in to being a part of a project and empowering them with whatever skill they had. And when I built the food pantry program at Jewish Family Service, it was empowering teens. And I called all these teens into a room and I said, how are we going to help with hunger? And what are you all going to do about this? And let's put this together. And so that was just, it's just so natural for me to do this.
Mm.
And when I ran a business, I would call people in for their performance review, and it would be more about how can we help you grow professionally and personally in this role. I want you to feel your growth. So I think it was just so my natural innate talent to helping people soar from them best selves and being incredibly accepting. And I can't tell you how many people I meet that they just don't understand the value, their value of what they bring. And when I give them their strengths, when we go through the tool and I thread them all together, they walk out of my office or I walk out of their office, they feel empowered. They just love it. And, you know, the great thing about this tool, too, is it gives you this definition and this framework for you to really understand yourself. And and when you're mindful and intentional with it, then you really cause yourself, you know, when you're in an anxiety situation, when you're uncomfortable in a situation, when you're upset with the way you reacted to something, if you take a step back and think about the why, you will a lot of times connect it right back to your strengths. You know, we say that your strengths have balconies and basements. You know, when you're soaring from your best self to when it goes into the dark side, you know, and we're not always our best self, right? So when you understand that, you just catch yourself. I catch myself all the time. Wow, that's why I had that anxiety. And I can understand it and, you know, retweak and move forward. So,
you know, I love that.
That
I mean,
journey
I think, you know,
of
I can
helping
think
others.
Yeah, and honestly, Marcia, I can think of so many women that will just say, oh my gosh, it's like I hate my annual performance review time, you know, I'm just told all the things of what I'm not doing well, and yet it's like, you know, I totally agree with the whole idea of StrengthsFinder. So here, leads me to a question. If people want to reach out and find you or connect with you, and they're like, hey, bring this to my company, I want to know more about, you know, how to have that cohesive team and have people work to their strengths, how would you like people to contact you that are our listeners?
My website is Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A, Berkson, BERKSON.com. And you'll read about my tool and my process and what I go through. It's very customized. Everybody is unique and different. So every team is unique and different in what they do. And so I customize it to the needs of the team. We start small, we start big, however one needs it. And
I love it.
And contact me there.
And you know, I'm going to turn the tables on you a touch. I hope you're ready. Are you ready?
Okay. All right.
I love you. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm just curious, what are your strengths? I'm dying to know what your top five are. Do you mind sharing? I know this was not something you knew I was going to ask you, but I would love to hear what your strengths are. How do you work in your strengths? And what are they?
Badge of honor. Man, I own them. I
love it.
Own my strengths, and I think about them every day. So my first strength is arranger. And that is someone who is incredibly flexible to align and realign things, idea, people, put people in place. I'm an incredibly flexible person, and it's an executing theme. And I also can pile way too much on my plate. Here's my basement, okay, of my arranger. Pile more on my plate. Yeah, I can handle it. Yeah, I'm flexible. I got to pile more on my plate. Yeah, sure. I have learned that when I get into that anxiety mode. I'm like, oh, I piled too much on my plate. Let me, you know, let me calibrate my arranger thing. My second one is positivity. I think you see, I ooze positivity. I see the positive.
Yeah, you kind of ooh
and,
it. You ooh
yeah,
positivity.
I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I am that one. My next one is input. And input is somebody who craves knowledge. And when they take the knowledge in, they have to turn it out in a tangible and relevant way. And so that is incredibly me when I look at this tool and I embrace it. I have to disseminate it in so that you understand it and you can embrace it. And that's my input. The next one is responsibility. I own what I say I'm going to do. My word is my bond. Now think about that with my arranger. Pile more on my plate. Wait a second, I got to deliver on this. How pile more on a plate? How am I going to deliver it the best? And these are two that I have to really calibrate in order to make sure I don't overcommit and cause myself to not be proud of whatever I'm doing and put it out. Put out the best product I can and make it a great experience for someone. And then relator is someone who can cultivate close relationships with people. You know, you hear that I'm this, you know, I'm certainly probably think I'm this really outgoing person, but let me tell you, when I walk into a room with a lot of people that I don't know, the first thing I do is I survey the room for somebody that I do know. And I walk there, and that is how I tend to, that's how I create comfort. And that's okay. And that, and a lot of people, and I'm sure people shake their heads, they feel so intimidated when they walk into a room and they, maybe they're with somebody who just can walk right in there and make comfortable. You know what? I'm not. This is how I have to put my comfort in when I walk into that kind of situation. So know that it's okay. That's just you. And those are my top five.
And I love it. And I'm curious, did any, when you found and went through this and found your top five, I mean, did any of your top five or ones, because I don't know if you went further on the assessment, did any of them surprise you? Or did it be like, oh my God, this has me to a T? You know, I know people have done assessments and they're like, man, it just gets me. And I've heard that about folks that have done StrengthsFinders. Do you find it was just spot on, or did any of them surprise you? When you
got the information. I thought they were very accurate. You know, I was kind of surprised that certain ones weren't higher on me. And then I realized that, you know, wait a second, this definition is very broad. You know, I like strategic. Like, I think everything I do is strategic. But I really have to put it through when I realize I don't have strategic as number 19. It's pretty low on me. When I look at, wait a second, my arranger, and my input, I get the information, and then I kind of realign and align it. That's strategic. So that's what I'm meaning, is that the definitions don't have to be so concrete and so structured. There's a lot of understanding and how they flow, kind of how you understand them and how they can really be other things and be interpreted and defined. It's a little bit differently. There's a lot of wide variance in that.
Gosh, I love that. And I mean, I agree. I think the more we can work in our strengths, I mean, and especially even as owners, you know, I mean, I never got this memo until quite a few years ago. But, you know, when I finally did, it was like you could have hit me over the head with the feather. I went, wow, is, you know, when you hire folks, I'm always thinking, oh, I need to hire, you know, not same as me, but, you know, you almost need to look for what is it that is through personality or duties of someone that would complement you, not necessarily be you. I mean, that was a huge deal for me is, you know, what I'm not good at is to look at hiring based on finding people that complement, right, my strengths. I mean, is
right.
that for women
exactly.
owners, is that kind of the way to go?
Exactly. You know, you don't want to find all these mini yous, right, because you'll, you know,
it would drive me crazy, first of all, but that's another
subject. Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. But the other thing about that is then you have to embrace, I had the CEO one time. She is just a trailblazing woman. I mean, fabulous woman. Boom, 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 boom. Gets things done. And her COO moves slowly and way more calculated and deliberative. And she goes, can't I get him to fire up? And I looked at her and I go, no, you know, like embrace the fact that he is going to be one that is the calming, you know, thought, puts a lot of thought in how to move forward. And you sometimes you'll need to light a fire underneath them, and sometimes you'll need to pull the reins on you and understand what a great thing that is to have with that, you know, tight knit group that you have in your leadership circle.
I think we want you on the show again, and I can't believe we're almost out of time, but any final thoughts you want to give to our listeners? Because I'm pretty excited, I'm fired up, and I definitely want to go back and take a look at the book. And would you recommend everybody buys the book StrengthsFinder? I mean, is that one step you think you can leave us with? Or what would you recommend, Marcia, just maybe one or two steps of what people can do on their own?
You can go find the ClifftonStrengths.com website from Gallup, and you can take the assessment. It is $19.99, and they will give you the download to the ebook. And so with that, that's what you'll get. And you will get a printout of your top five. And I just want to tell you this one thing before we leave, is there are clear definitions of all of them, and then there are definitions of what makes you stand out, because 1 in 33 million share the same top five as you do in the same order.
Ooh,
so there is a report
there
called there's a report there called the Strengths Insight, and that is your unique report. So if you and I would share a strength, it would be very defined very differently in that Strengths Insight report, because it would interact with the way you answer those questions differently with the way I did, even though we both would share, you know, a particular strength together. So it's really interesting when you look at it, especially on a team where they may share two of the same or three of the same, but it plays off differently because of the other ones. So I would recommend somebody do that and take a look at the signature themes or the basic definitions, and then take a look at that insight report, and then they give you some action plans as to how you can utilize and leverage your strengths on a daily basis. Great, you know, really great thoughts there too, direction.
You have been amazing. I want to work to my strengths. You're an amazing guest, and I also want, for full disclosure, for all of our listeners to know that you were recognized as one of our top four final nominees for our Women of Influence Awards earlier this year in March for the Emerging Women-Owned Business Award. So congratulations on that. You're doing some amazing things, Marcia, and thank you for being our leading lady today. I want to thank all of our listeners and say thank you for listening to Women Lead Radio. We are always here every Friday at 2 and Mondays at 9 a.m., but we are taking a break on Monday because it's Memorial Day weekend. But I am excited to announce that our next leading lady is Sylvia Becker-Hill, and she is the founder of Uber Women International, and our theme is going to be What is the Future of Feminism? A Professional Perspective. Sylvia was a San Diego UN delegate, and really excited to hear her thoughts of what she actually experienced at the United Nations about the future of feminism. So thank you for listening, all of you. I always say, please go out and support another woman, and you have a great Memorial Day weekend. And remember the reason, thank a veteran, thank someone that has offered their service to our country. So we'll see you again on Women Lead Radio.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.